Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life, a Life You. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today we have two special guests from the Natural Science Department and the Undergraduate Department and Graduate Studies, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, we have Dr. Meggs and Dr. McIntosh. Dr. Meg is very dear to my heart because my second class at Life University was with yourself. I took Chemistry 1 with you, and I remember walking extremely scared, coming into a whole different country. She was just so kind and welcoming the whole time. So thank you so much for that. I don't think I've ever said that. So thank you.
You're welcome, I suppose. Yeah.
How are you guys doing? How are we feeling?
Hey, yeah, definitely got the stress going for, you know, grading as always, but you know, it's good. It's good.
It is week 11, right? End of week 11, last day of the quarter.
Yeah. Grades are in.
Yeah. Oh, so getting emails.
Yep.
Good luck. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I'm sure it's going to be good. Next quarter is going to be fresh. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for being here and taking from that time, this stressful time, to, you know, have a conversation and chat with us. So talk to us a little bit about the Natural Science Department. What does that entail? What does that mean for students?
So our biggest development that we've had recently, actually, so as you were personally aware, we teach the introductory science courses, such as general biology, Dr. McIntosh's specialty, and general chemistry, mine. But what we've recently started doing, we actually now teach out of a merged course shell. So we transition to do that. So like Dr. Nelson and I, we both are the chemistry instructors. Mm-hmm. So now we both teach out of the same shell. So we've created a learning community so that our students basically have access to both of us as professors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then they have access to all of our combined resources. And because chemistry is such an ogre and a scary class, it's allowed us to do a lot more active learning activities in the classroom, mm-hmm. as well as have support sessions like recitation and general chemistry workshops and stuff, you know, to basically help students be successful in that course.
That sounds magical. It's really nice because I think that throughout the experience, and undergraduate students are, you know, terrified to death. You are picking a whole career for the rest of your life, and it's that usually you both work with the first year. Right? Which means that it's a whole learning curve going from high school to a full becoming a graduate and whatnot. It's beautiful to have the opportunity to just interact with two points of views, whether you are 100% in the classroom with them or not. So that's awesome. And how did that, when did this program start?
Oh, we started doing that probably about 18 months ago, perhaps. But really, you know, for the life community, also a reason why we really wanted to do that was because of we have so many student athletes. Mm. And so whenever, you know, you're traveling or whatnot for a meet, you know, if you can't attend lecture on my day or whatever, you can go to Dr. Nelson's and get the exact same content. So it's a flexibility. And then this is on top of already doing the high flex or the life flex that, you know, I'm sure that, you know, you guys have heard about.
What is the Latin? No, please tell me.
Oh, do you want to talk about life flex?
About life flex?
Yeah.
Yeah. So from life flex is essentially where you can teach from different modalities, right? So we concentrate mostly in person. So in the classroom, you're getting, you're having one-on-one interactions with the instructor, but life can be, you know, challenging, and sometimes you may not be able to go to the classroom. You might have a doctor's appointment, or mm-hmm. you might have an additional training session at Life University. We have a lot of athletes, like Dr. Meeks just said. And so it's good to be able to, we record those sessions in our classroom, and you can watch them anytime. Right. So
wow.
So you're in your room, you've missed the class. You're like, oh no, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to contact someone to give me the information. You don't have to do that anymore. All our classes have been recorded, and you can sit down at your own time and study the material. And honestly, that's like an absolute game changer, because even if you have gone to the classroom,
right,
maybe you haven't picked up on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I speak fast, right? And so maybe it's a good idea to go home and rewatch the lecture. Yeah. So
wow,
you're getting it at all different angles.
I was not aware of this program. I'm so happy that it exists. Yeah, kind of want to go back to school now.
It's a big deal with the science classes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, it seems like you're almost incorporating and allowing people to express and live their lives and having all the things and with ease and peace, which is a big point. And also understanding that life university is a quarter system, so everything goes by so quickly. Mm-hmm. But that's really nice. And how would you say, I think that's a really good segue into adaptability, and adaptability being how our bodies are so adaptable and vitalistic, and going back into the vitalistic perspective with the university, how would you say that vitalism itself is touching base into the natural science departments and the different projects and different things that is going on at the university?
Yeah, so I think the major thing about our department at Life University is we really focus on student engagement in the classroom, mm-hmm. right? Gone are the days where the students learn, in quotation marks, by listening to me talk for 2 hours, right? That just doesn't happen anymore. So what we've really tried to focus on is putting the ball in the student's court almost. So when you're in our classrooms, you have to be engaged with the material. You really have to essentially hurt your brain. Like, it's kind of like being in the gym, lifting weights in the gym. It hurts, but eventually you get better at it. And you're doing that all the time in the classroom at Life University. And for that reason, studies have shown that you retain the information way better. Mm-hmm. So we like to think of it as instructors, we're trying to bring out the genius in you, right? Life University, it's in you. What we try and do is, you know, tease out what's in you by making you engage with the material. Yeah. And really the reason we can do that at Life, mm-hmm. is because the class sizes are so small, yeah. right? Like, and I'm not, you know, I came from a university where there were 200 students in the class. Mm-hmm. The lecturer didn't know my name. By the end of week one, I know every single one of my students.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Personally, yeah. And so that bond and connection allows them to feel comfortable to really to really struggle in the classroom in a good way, because mm-hmm. I think struggling in the classroom allows them to really actually engage with the material.
Right, and critical thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to put in the puzzle.
There's for us here at Life in the science department, when you have, say, only 20 students in the classroom and you have 2 hours, mm-hmm. plus they have Life Flex, mm-hmm. there's just so many opportunities for engagement.
That's amazing. So, yeah. That's amazing. Thank you for wanting to also be in a space where you guys give back to your students in that capacity, because I did transfer to Life University from a huge college where all of my classes were 100 to 150 students in a giant amphitheater. I can never say this word. I'm sorry. Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Yes. and a giant space like that. And a lot of times, I knew the professor, but the professor had no idea who I was. But I was also an athlete and I had a minor in something else. And I was going and I worked and all these things. So now it puts me back into reflection how beautiful it is that you have the opportunity to do all those things and still be able to be personable with your professor and understand the way that you think. Because critical thinking also, I guess, that allows you to understand that person individually, how they process, how they analyze, how they research, so that you can provide those resources. So that's amazing. I love it. And talking about research and talking about opening and developing and creating new things, talk to me about the human ecology program at Life University, please. I want to know everything about it.
So one of the big things that we have, we just had our first students graduate from said program.
Yes.
And we were just attending, we had a symposium series this quarter. It's the first time we did it.
Okay.
But we have students that were engaging in internships, because that's one of the biggest ways that our department, that we've been trying to grow our department, mm-hmm. Is with our internship opportunities.
Mm.
And so recently, one of our human ecology students, she interned with Cobb County Water.
Yes.
So we just saw her presentation. So, and then also we have... for our health sciences students as well. So we've had some of them go through Emory, partnerships with Emory, and we've also got internships set up with the Sierra Club. So we're really trying to enhance our community engagement in both directions. So we've made partnerships with the Centennial Academy that's downtown. They're students, so it's a K through 12. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to actually work with them to build a butterfly garden as a monarch waypoint on their migration path. That's fun. We donated some of our microscopes, the old microscopes in the lab, to some high schools, to the local high schools as well. So yeah, that's kind of been our focus as of late, is to increase our community engagement and involvement with the department.
That's amazing. So the Life University is just reaching out and making sure that they're present in K through 12, but also after 12. That's really awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for also spearing head into that project, which I know behind the scenes, a lot of times it can be headaches, but once it happens, it's very gratifying. So thank you so much. Is there anything that you would like for people to know if they're interested in the natural health department at Life University? How can they reach you? What are some steps that they can follow to even learn a little bit more besides this short 10 minutes that we only have today?
I'd like to talk about what we're trying to develop in our department is more student-led undergraduate research as well. Mm. And so, in the last year or so, I've been trying to develop my own research program where I have students that are coming in and doing research with me and actually developing their own hypotheses and carrying out the research. Literally, just this quarter, I taught a class for the first time here where it's essentially called, it's a classroom undergraduate research experience.
Okay.
The Cure. I taught the class in a way where it was very much the student develops the hypothesis. I provide the materials, but they have to carry out their own research. Mm. Yeah, obviously with a little bit of guidance, a little bit of handholding. But we actually presented at the symposium this quarter, and so we're getting some really exciting research out there. I'll tell you, my research is I'm a comparative anatomist by trade, and so I look at why animals are formed the way they're formed. If you're if there's any students out there that are interested in animals and how they evolved, and
Andrew.McIntosh at life.edu.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I thought I'd hijack this to try and get.
No, please do so. Please do so. It's always the things that you don't know that allow people to kind of reached you. I had no idea. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where we're also, because a biology degree in this day and age, you need to have lots of other experience, except, you can have A's and B's in the class, but, you need to have extracurriculars out there if you want to go on to go to professional school. And so this is just another way to be able to make your CV stand out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Set people for success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love that. And Dr. Meis, how can they contact you?
Deidre.Megs@life.edu. Yes, absolutely. No, I was going to say, we used to have a department email, but they I don't think that they got rid of it.
So we might need to work on that, guys. But thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences. Thank you so much for pouring into our students, and thank you so much for pouring into myself within my first week at this school, whole new country and whole new everything. I hope you guys have a beautiful holiday. I know you are off for a few weeks, so please enjoy your time with your family. And thank you guys for having us one more time in hopefully your favorite podcast. Please leave us a review and follow us and turn on those notifications, because we're coming up with some really good content. All right, you guys have a beautiful day. Happy holidays, guys. Take care as well.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.